conditionals are more or less the same as normal languages. You can use else if, but only by noticing it's else followed by an if. There's no official syntax for else if in JavaScript. So the standard conditional says if some condition, then you follow it by a statement. You need a curly bracket in closing the statement if the statement's more than one line long. You do not use the curly brackets if it's one line long. And then you can use an else operator, which is optional. And I say if can occur inside the else. So the way you do else if is by using if inside else. So the way you do loops is the same as in Java and C and essentially all languages. There's a for statement with an initial condition, a final condition to be which is the condition that has to be true while the loop is to be run, and then some expression to do increment, and then the statements to be executed are in curly brackets. And then there's a while statement which executes the curly brackets as long as the condition is true. And you can use break inside for loops to break out of the for loop, or break inside a while loop. And then there's a continue statement, which if you have a continue statement inside the body of a for or a while loop, it just goes to the end of that loop and starts the next iteration. So continue is the way you end the work you're doing on that iteration. Break is how you jump out of a for loop or a while loop.